A few rumours flying around in the last 24 hours. I choked on my cornflakes this morning at the possibility, and we'll refer to you or defer to you, Waco. Good that you got a coffee for yourself. And
Sorry.
you only had two hands. You got one for Coxie, one for yourself.
I had a sandwich and I had my Coke, and then I had the coffee.
No, so happy to take a bullet.
Rooch is making you one. He's going to bring it down.
Michelangelo Rucci, my compadre on our afternoon sports show, Kimbo and the Rooch on SEN here in Adelaide. 1629, your new home of sport. Great man. Chief footy writer at the Advertiser for 30 years. And did he look after Port Adelaide in those 30 years? I tell you.
Well, I look after him now down in the heartland down there. He comes into the pharmacy a couple times a week. So I know he's a thoroughbred, Rooch, and he'll love me saying that. But we just look after him down there like we do. We look after our own, Kimbo.
I would have called him a Shetland pony at best. I couldn't believe the story. It was floating around yesterday, and it may have been out even a little bit before, but just in the last 48 hours, the possibility of Gary Ablett Jr. wanting to make a comeback. Now, we'll look at the technicalities of it, Coxie. You've been through it. But on face value, Waco, like I thought, in the nicest possible way, he was done.
His body, to me, looks the last probably 2 or 3 years, he was carrying an extra probably 3, 4, 5 kilo.
Yep.
Unless he can come out and show something this year, go on a massive fitness program. But he just looked a slow version of the old Ablett, didn't he?
Yeah, very much so. Now, the AFL rules say that he can't make a comeback, Matthew, that's right?
That's it, yeah. So the rules state that anyone who has been retired from the AFL must be off a list for more than 12 months to be selected in the mid-season rookie draft or the pre-season supplemental selection period. So that virtually rules him out for this year.
So there's an official... So Geelong at the end of last year would have put in an official retirement form, some special form out there, I can't remember doing anything at the end of my career. Not that anyone would have been interested in me. I can't remember signing anything to say I'm officially retired. So, but there must be something in the back end that ties into salary cap, et cetera, et cetera.
It's to do with the list changes. I think that you've got a list beside whether it's been traded or delisted or retired. So I'm assuming that'd be where the technicality is.
So Mitch Cleary has said on the AFL website, he's gone bang, you can just put that to bed. Yeah, Damien Barrett, who also is employed by the AFL, said on Channel 9 this morning on their early news with Beck Madden, that the AFL is infamous for rewriting rules that suit themselves. And if he really wanted to come back, there would be a distinct possibility. I think it's more about being able to play.
At the end of the day, it's a rule. It's not a legal binding. I would think that if he was serious about it and a club was serious about, whether it was Geelong or whoever it was, I'm assuming it's Geelong to go back. Would Geelong want him to get back there? I don't know. But you would think there'd be some sort of application, special conditions, and to allow that. And you would have to consider it on its merits. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I suppose you have a look at everything, but he was saying his shoulder was still a couple of months away from being perfect because he hasn't been doing the rehab, so...
He's had going on personally as well, you wouldn't think he's on any strict pre-season program that you would have had. At a bare minimum, you would have had to be running an SNFL-type program for the last 3 to 4 months leading it. Like, you couldn't take a chance on an old body like that without it.
And the other thing is, do Geelong actually need that sort of player?
Well, I don't think Lukey Dowhouse would be happy or Graham Myers.
And they've still got Jeremy Cameron to slot into that forward line as well. So, I think it'd disturb their season rather than enhance it.
And I'm tipping he's not going to play on minimum chips, is he? I did all them years, Kimbo.
You did very well. How many pharmacies do you own now?
Yeah, a couple. But he's not going to... I mean, why would you? Why would he come out? Is it for money? Is it for... you've got to start digging into the reasons. I'm sure he's set himself up well, but you can never knock back 150 or 200.
You become a little bit...
Institutionalised.
Thank you very much for that. He's had 20 years in that system, and all of a sudden it stops. It's a little bit weird.
It is weird.
I was unmercifully sacked from Channel 9 after 27 years. I was a little bit lost for a while, Waco.
I thought you were going to talk about you're still thinking of Bojangles and some of them great nightclubs. Yeah, you just found it hard to get yourself out of them.
Well, it was. I remember all the Adelaide 36er players used to be the bouncers on the door. You know, the chairman of the boards, Mark Davis, you know, these big man mountains.